Well, Jan, Friday, August 15th is kind of like the full day, all the way up until 7 o'clock when we have the Rice Rodeo Company bull riding and barrels, followed by dweebs, not followed by dweebs, but the dweebs.
The dweebs.
We have the dweebs on Friday night. And then what happens throughout the normal carnival day as we move on?
So actually the gates open at 10 o'clock. We'll get you started with that right away when you get into the door. First things that are going on at that time is a large animal judging is happening at that time.
Okay.
So the kids that brought in their animals to get them judged and reviewed and prepped to kind of see who's the best of the best. Though that happens right away at 10 o'clock. The carnival opens at 12 a.m.
No, 12 noon.
I am so sorry. 12 noon. And then our first wristband session happens from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And then with the carnival also, there is next wristband session is in the evening. And that runs from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
And then throughout the day, we have Kids Bucks at 12:30. We have veggie races.
Veggie races.
So you get to build a vegetable car and see who can race down the quickest there.
Yep.
That happens at 1 p.m. At Gymkhana. Which is essentially great fun obstacle courses and fun activities that the kids do on horseback, the girls that have been out and the boys that have been out at the fairgrounds working on that all year.
Yeah.
From the 4-H group and from the area horse group there.
Yeah.
They are going to be competing against each other. They do an egg and spoon race. They do a lock and key race. So all kinds of fun things like that on horseback.
Yes.
So those are some fun things. We have Kids Bucks at 2:30.
And explain who the Kid Bucks are again.
So Kids Bucks is our great family entertainment. They come in and put on a great humorous show. They have a couple of contestant games. And last year they had a macaw come in. So they had some extra critters. And they do a great, amazing job providing great family fun entertainment.
Yeah, and where's that held at?
And that is held, they have their own stage.
Oh, they
and
do?
That is
okay.
Right outside of the exhibit hall.
Okay.
So kind of on one of our main alleyways to get right over into our little food court over there. They're on the way to the food court.
Yay.
So it's a pretty good thing there. And then we do, we have another section of veggie races that happens at 3 p.m. And then at 5:30, we have Kids Bucks makes a second appearance for the evening.
Okay.
And then, you know, we kind of take a little bit of break throughout that time frame. And that gives you an opportunity to go get something to eat and get ready to go. Because
look at some of the exhibits that are in the exhibit hall.
Absolutely.
Take a look at the animals that have been already awarded the ribbons by then.
Yes. Yeah. By then, you want to be looking for those grand champions. For sure. Look for the giant purple ribbons.
Yeah.
And then at 7 p.m., we get rolling with Rice Rodeo Company riding bulls and barrels. And then that is followed up by the dweebs. So it's a great opportunity to watch the best of the best of your rodeo events. And we get going with that at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And usually about the time that they're loading up the horses from the evening, that's kind of when the band kicks off. And if you don't know the Dweebs, so the Dweebs have been playing, oh my gosh, that is a great family variety act is probably the best way to describe them.
Okay.
They have been going for 37 years.
Wow.
So that's a pretty good thing. So, and they have three generations that perform.
That's a lot of dweebs.
It is. It sure is. But if you know, you know. They put they do a great show, great crowd interaction, old songs, current songs. You know, sometimes takes me back to the 80s.
Sure.
They put me into songs that we were just singing a few years ago, and they sing a few current ones too.
Yeah,
so.
Right. And where are they performing at?
So they are going to be performing in the pavilion.
Okay. The entire day of events on Friday is included in your single admission of $10 for adults. 65 and older are in for $5, and children 5 and under are free. If you'd like to pick up a season pass, good for the entire weekend, it's $25 for adults. 65 plus is a season pass for $15. This does not include the carnival rides. Carnival wristbands can be purchased for $20, $25 per session, and that is for 1 to 5 p.m. and 6 to 10 p.m. sessions. So how that works is when you buy a wristband, it's only good for the 1 to 5 p.m. unlimited rides. You can go on any rides all you want between 1 and 5 p.m. You'll have to purchase a second wristband to go there from 6 until 10. And that includes all the rides, anytime you want, as much as you want for that wristband. The entire schedule of the Sawyer County Fair is available from their website. Just visit www.sawyercountyfair.org. Again, that is www.sawyercountyfair.org. You can also visit them on Facebook. Just search for the Sawyer County Fair. You can also reach the fair office by calling 715-699-2022. That's 715-699-2022.